This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. More down-to-the-wire dealings on Capitol Hill, where Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins me now. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
So I guess the news today is not so much that a Republican and a Democrat are working together, but that a senator and a member of the House are working together on the budget. Explain.
Boy, you know more about this place than they give you credit for. That's exactly right. Both of those things are true. John, we have a deal on the budget that lasts about 2 years. Don't get too terribly excited. Yes, there's some cooperation. Yes, they have a deal. It is a narrow deal. It is small. It is not a grand bargain. It's a mini bargain, but it may just keep us out of trouble for a little while. Let's hear from Republican of Wisconsin, chairman of the Budget Committee, Paul Ryan. You've heard of him. Listen.
I think this agreement is a clear improvement on the status quo. This agreement makes sure that we don't have a government shutdown scenario in January. It makes sure that we don't have another government shutdown scenario in October. It makes sure that we don't lurch from crisis to crisis.
The voice from the House of Representatives there, Paul Ryan. And on the Senate side?
His counterpart, Senator Patty Murray, Democrat of Washington, chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, who helped make the deal. Listen.
So this deal doesn't solve all of our problems, but I think it is an important step in helping to heal some of the wounds here in Congress, to rebuild some trust and show that we can do something without a crisis right around the corner.
All right. So this goes beyond kicking the can down the road, healing wounds between the House and the Senate. Any evidence of that in your probings either yesterday or today?
There is some, but these deals still have to pass. For all of the healing talk from Ryan and Murray, this deal has not passed the House yet, and it hasn't passed the Senate. That's likely to happen, but it is far from certain, and you're about to figure out why here. Here's what it does. Let's just tell you what it does. It spends just a shade over $1 trillion in fiscal 2014 and 2015. And that they split the baby. The House and the Senate were far apart on a budget number. They split it right down the middle, just what compromise is supposed to be. Now, remember sequestration, those
right.
Nasty cuts? What this deal does is sort of give a little bit to both sides. It replaces part of sequestration for this year and next year. Not even all of it, but about $63 billion worth of relief from sequestration, and then it has about $25 or $23 billion in deficit reduction. And that's pretty much all the deal does. There are no tax increases. You pay a little bit more for an airline ticket. You used to pay between $2.50 and $5 for TSA user fees. Now that's going to be $5.60 for every ticket, no matter what. So that goes up a bit. If you're a federal employee, you pay more on your pension. There's a few other things in there. But it doesn't deal with Medicare. It doesn't deal with Social Security. It certainly doesn't deal with taxes or corporate loopholes or anything like that. And what does that tell you? They haven't made any of the hard decisions. And indeed, Paul Ryan and Patty Murray both said when they talked to reporters yesterday, hey, all these months that we've been talking, all that time you guys have been standing outside the room listening to us, we stipulated on day one, no hard decisions. Let's stay out of the mud. Let's do the easy stuff so that we can get something. And
well,
that's what they've done.
It's not a headline that the Democrats don't want to touch entitlements and the Republicans don't want to go anywhere near raising taxes. But maybe the headline here is that the Congress maybe is fallen in love with sequestration on some level. They're tolerating it, even though they're repealing it a little bit here.
Well, you will find some members who've fallen in love with sequestration. You'll be able to tell who they are tomorrow on the House floor, John. House Republicans, conservatives who vote against this bill, and there will be dozens of them, those are the ones who love sequestration. Hey, don't spend $1 trillion. We like the old number that was lower. We don't want to vote for anything that's going to spend more. And by the way, some Republicans are afraid they'll get primaried if they do. Marco Rubio is an example, conservative from Florida. We all know he wants to run for president. His statement opposing this budget agreement on spending grounds came out about 12 seconds after Paul Ryan was finished.
All right. So the politics of this and the finances of this, so far there's no Tea Party constituency standing up and saying this is dead in the water, right? That's good news.
Not dead in the water, but they don't like it. Some Tea Party groups, Heritage Action, Freedom Works, have come out against this deal. That will pressure a lot of Republicans to vote against it and pressure them to stand against the last Democratic ask before the end of the year, John. Unemployment insurance has not been renewed. That's the next fight.
We will be watching. Todd Zwillick will be watching and tweeting from Capitol Hill. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You bet, John.